What's up, everybody? It's your favorite shaman, Shaman Tay, here for another episode of Ignite Your Light, the podcast that gets you deeper into the spiritual side of life, the side of life that is sensed and felt and experienced and a little bit illogical. So today's episode is called We Are All Spiritual Beings. And when you say the term spiritual, the connotation behind it, right? A lot of people think that when you say spiritual, you mean religious. And we're talking about the Bible and we're talking about all these different religions and I'm going to tell you to pray and this, that, and the third. No, that is actually not the case. Spirituality is actually based on freedom. And this is because the spiritual part of you, the deepest part of who you are, that is your spirit, okay? That part of you is free. That part of you doesn't understand the concept of money and these material things. That's the human part of us, right? The human part of us thinks we need a certain amount of education, a certain job, a certain title, a certain amount of money to find these things like peace, love, and freedom. But the spiritual side of us says when you are around these people, you get a high vibration. When you are around people that you're not really meant to be around, you're going to feel this sense of uneasiness. Something's going to feel off. Because adulting, right? Us humans, you know, we don't get a manual on how to do life, right? You know, you get your car, what do you get? You get this thick manual that none of us probably read to understand the ins and outs of our car. And even better, right? You have these triggers in your vehicle that let you know what you need to do. So your gas light comes on, you know you need gas, right? Your check engine light goes on. You're like, oh my God, there's something wrong with my car. You have these indicators, right, that tell you that something is off or something needs help and support. And our bodies kind of work the same way, right? When we overwork our bodies, you know, our body sends us a message, right? I'm lactose intolerant, so if I'm eating something with dairy, my body will tell me there was cheese in that, or there was butter in that, or there was milk in that, right? Because my stomach starts doing some things that my stomach shouldn't be doing, right? That is a direct sign from my body letting me know what's going on the inside, you know? And our spirit actually works the same way. So our spiritual side of ourselves, right? This is the deepest, truest, unfiltered version of us. So beyond our race, beyond how we were raised, beyond our education, our social status, and however we define our identity to be, there's a deeper version of us that's undefined because there are no words in the English language that can sum up who you are as a person. We try to label ourselves and put roles and things like that on ourselves. And it's just a human way of doing things, right? We label things so that we can understand them better. We put them in little categories and boxes, right? To educate and learn and to categorize things. But we've kind of gotten out of control with the labeling, y'all. You know, we've turned that educational tool to understand the framework, right, and the things around us better. And we've turned that on ourselves. And now we say things like, I'm a mom, I can't wear this, or I can't go here. I'm a teacher, I have to act this way. I'm a man, I can't show my emotions, and I have to be strong because emotions are a sense of weakness. So you can see how these labels pull you away from yourself. And sometimes this helps us, right, of fitting in with a crowd or finding our tribe and this, that, and the third. We put that label on so we can find like-minded people. But also there is a negativity associated with labeling ourselves, right? We start to create blinders, right, on every other aspect of who we are. So when we define ourselves as I'm a mom, right, now all of these other aspects of yourself that aren't momish, right, become like, I can't do that anymore. I need to change myself. I need to break off these parts of who I am, this full, multifaceted version of me, and water myself down to fit into this box or this label that says I am X. And then what starts to happen? Your spirit starts to break free. So our spirit starts to send our body signs of misalignment. So when we are in situations or have adopted stereotypes and labels and titles for ourselves, and it's not actually who you are meant to be, your spirit starts to send you anxiety, frustration, overthinking, this energy, this negative energy to tell you that, hey, something's off here. Something is not okay. And our minds start to really fight with our hearts because our spirit is aligned to our heart, our true feelings of who we are, you know? When you think about something that you're attracted to, right? There's a part of you that is drawn to it. That is a resonance. And our spirit resonates with things that are meant for us. And that resonance is felt. So we get the energy of feeling comfortable, of feeling at peace, at feeling a high vibration of love and excitement, right? When you're doing something that you love, there is an energetic expression inside yourself, right? That is like, woo, you're filled up. Your spirit is singing, right? And saying, yes, this is where we're supposed to be. You know, it's vibing inside you. And the same is true when you are in a situation that you shouldn't be in. When you've accepted a job that brings you more stress than joy, you find yourself frustrated. You find yourself unhappy. And then you start to doubt who you are, right? You start to question your choices because something about your life feels wrong. It feels off. You feel like something's missing. Well, that something missing is you. Your spirit is telling you, this ain't it. This person isn't meant for you. That uneasy feeling that you have when you're around this person is God telling you, y'all, this ain't it. You need to move away. You need to make a change. You need to step into a space that's going to bring you peace, that's going to bring you solace, that's going to bring you a high vibration. You know, we have this misconception that love is supposed to hurt. And so that's why we stay in these really toxic relationships that are suffocating and pulling us away from who we are because love is hard. Like, no, no, it's not, y'all. Love is easy. When you love something, there is a resonance within that thing that draws you to it. And inside yourself, your spirit tells you, this is the person for me. You know, there's an ease, right? When the things that are meant for us happen in our life, it happens with ease. You just feel like you're being led. It just happens. And it's not even a thing that you're like, oh my God, I have to pros and cons and make a list and make a huge plan and check off every box in that plan. No, that's not how it works. You're actually being led. You're actually being guided and you're moving in that direction because you have an inkling about something. You know, most people who are natural born leaders know that they are leaders. They have this thing inside themselves that says, you know, I can't follow you. I have to go my own way. I have to be my own person, you know. And some people have a stronger feeling than others in that sense of being your own person. You know, other times maybe we're too empathetic, right, of other people's situations, you know, especially in relationships when we see people who are hurt and flawed, especially women, right? A lot of us, we want to grab that person and lift them up. We're like, I can save you. I can heal you from your pain. And what happens? You end up being yet another victim, right, of their pain and their hurt because they haven't dealt with what they need to do on the inside. And so we have to constantly balance our mind and our hearts, you know. It's not that we can't live without having this intellectual, analytical side of ourselves and to align ourselves to different roles and career paths and labels, right? We may want to strive to be a doctor, right, and whatever that represents. But the issue is labeling yourself and letting that be the end-all be-all of who you are. Because when you do that, you block yourself from all the things that you could be, you know? And there's an inner knowing that exists within ourselves that is a part of our spirit. Our spirit is our secret superpower of inner knowing, you know? You can go anywhere and you will be drawn to the things that are meant for you. And you may experience things that aren't meant for you, and you get a feeling inside your body that tells you which way that you need to go. This feeling is the spiritual part of you. So instead of overthinking and thinking that you have to have it all figured out and stressing about what you think you need to be successful, you just have to listen to what your spirit is telling you, you know, because the spirit part of you is the deepest part of who you are. when you can attach to that, you know exactly what's meant for you. It's no more second guessing. It's no more doubting yourself. It is moving in the energy that feels right. And sometimes that doesn't make sense. You feel me? You know, sometimes your spirit tells you to leave that person that you love so much because that person is stunting your growth and your ability to be who you are. And that is a difficult thing. It's hard to leave our comfort. It's difficult to break away from all the things that we've known and step out on faith and this belief in ourselves, you know. But God is showing you that through the feelings that are happening in your spirit, you know. Our spirit is our connection to God, you know. So through our feelings, right, we connect with God. So God doesn't understand you saying, I need money, I need X, Y, Z. That doesn't exist in the realm of spirituality. You have to understand that spirituality is intangible. It's not physical. It's immaterial, right? So what I mean by that is there are universal feelings that God responds to. Like, I want to feel more at peace. I want to feel more love. I want to feel more confident, right? And help me with that. Those are the things that God responds to. Whereas a lot of times when we are praying or when we are hoping for better things in our life, what do? We ask for material things that we think will give us a feeling that we really want. We think, if I just have a better job, I'm going to be happier. If I just have more money, I'll be such and such. If I just have a home, or if I have a better partner, so on and so forth, I'm going to magically arrive to this happiness and this success and this fulfillment. But your spirit says, nah. Your spirit says, look, the only thing that you need is you. You need to get to know you. You need to understand how you respond in a stressful situation. You need to understand how you are with people who might not like you, okay? You have to understand what it feels like to be around the people that you're meant to be around. So if you can recognize that feeling more, you'll know who's meant for you and who isn't. You will actually stop yourself from experiencing a bunch of unnecessary pain and drama because you have actually listened to you, not what society has told you, not what your parents have taught you or whoever raised you, right? You know, because sometimes we're raised in toxic environments, right? Where we are handicapped, where we're told you aren't who you think you are. You're not allowed to be who you believe you are and who you feel you are. So we grow up with that complex thinking that we are less than who we really are. And we start to go against our feelings and our spirit inside ourselves, right? And what does that do? That actually creates an internal war within yourself, you know? And this internal war, it manifests itself as anxiety, right? Overthinking, self-doubt, right? And then that will spiral and get deeper, right? Now it's depression. And now it could be self-harm. And now you're surrounding yourself with people who are also reflecting that negative energy that is existing inside yourself, you know? Because when you feel really good about yourself, you're not going to align yourself with people who don't make you feel good. But when you're feeling low, when you're feeling broken, somehow you find yourself with people who reflect that energy back to you. So now I'm already dealing with low self-esteem, I end up finding a partner that treats me like crap and makes me feel worse about myself so that I can recognize that there's something that needs to change, you know? Because here's a thing about God, which is so cool and that I love so much. You are always supported by God, no matter if you believe or not, okay? God is there to support you. God is not asking you to do anything but live your life, right? God is sending you the signs through your spirit, through your feelings that tell you exactly what you need to do in your life, right? So if you have low self-esteem, you're going to experience situations that are going to help you become more confident. If you have doubts about yourself, you're going to experience people that force you to believe in you. So there's always an opportunity to see yourself through your environment, right? And that's kind of how God works in this mysterious way. And so you have to understand that God is connected to the deepest part of who you are. That's your spirit, the spiritual part of you. So when things are happening in your life, they are to show you who you are. So if your spirit is being blocked and is frustrated because you're in a situation that you shouldn't be in, God is going to show you that in your life. Why? Because we are spiritual beings. We sense and feel our way through life. Of course, it's easy to blame everyone else for your problems. We can blame our terrible job. We can blame our emotionally unavailable partner. But it's really up to us to change the feelings that we feel inside. Because I think a lot of people get really frustrated with God because they're like, well, if God exists, we wouldn't have none of this crime. No. God is not controlling you. You know, think about that. We are here as our own human selves to experience life, make our own choices, right? And experience the outcome of those choices, right? How else do you learn if you haven't burned your hand on that pot to know that it's hot, right? You have to burn yourself a little bit to be like, oh, shoot, I got to be more careful. You know, I got a new knife the other day and I'm sitting here cutting, you know, orange up with the knife and not really respecting how sharp this knife was. And sure enough, the knife slips, cuts my hand, pretty gnarly cut. And in that moment, I kind of had a spiritual moment. I'm like, wow, you know, this is literally a sign to remind me that this knife is sharp as heck. And it's like, I know that the knife was sharp, right? It was a brand new knife. I should have been like, okay, this is sharper than sharp, right? But I needed to be reminded by being cut. And that's kind of how our life works, right? We get this feeling and we know what the right thing to do is for us. But, you know, sometimes we need to make the wrong choice, right? To find what the right choice is. Sometimes we do need to accept what love isn't to know what love is, you know? Sometimes we do have to step into chaos to know that we actually want peace, you know? Sometimes we do have to be around people that doubt us to create a confidence within ourselves, you know, and we can't blame God for our lessons that we are learning in this human experience. God is like, I got you. I'm gonna support you. If you need me, call me 24/7. I got you. All you need to do is believe the feelings that you're getting on the inside because your spirit is actually your guide. You know, we align ourselves to a path that's laid for us, right? We say, okay, I got to go to college. I got to get a quote unquote good job. I got to get married. I got to have kids. Says who? You think that there is someone who doesn't know who you are that's going to define what your life is supposed to be? Then why would you be here, right? Why would you be here if your job was to follow somebody else's script? There would be no point. There would be no point of you being your unique expression of yourself and how different we all are. There would be no point in that unique expression if we were to follow a path that's already defined, if we all are going to dress the same and think the same and act the same, right? That literally eliminates the essence of who you are, your spirit. And your spirit is telling you, nah, wear that green with that yellow. It don't matter if you look like a Sprite. Because you feel like a Sprite right now. You popping. Get your pop on, shawty, you know? But for real, as you just blindly go with what you feel in your spirit, in your heart, in your soul, you start to align to your truth and who you are as a person. And unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, when you actually start to get closer to yourself, you start to see the people, the experiences, and the things that are actually no longer aligned to you. And that's the tough part, is when you are growing and you are evolving and you're moving closer to who you are meant to be, you realize that there may be people in your life that were aligned to the persona of who you are, or the label of who you are, or the role that you play. And that's a harsh truth, right? It's hard to see people that we thought were our friends, we thought were our family, we thought were our partners, and we see ourselves growing away from them. it's a tough pill to swallow, but the closer that you get to you, the more you know what's meant for you, and the more that you attract the things that are meant for you, because you are no longer living someone else's life, right? You're no longer living as that label that you've defined yourself as. You're living as this undefined version of you that's continuing to learn, to grow, to expand, and evolve. And that's a beautiful thing. And that really is the key of our human experience, is understanding that we live in a duality. We are both logical, analytical, right, and intellectual, but we're also spiritual. We experience things. We learn through sensing and feeling and tapping into our intuition and our gut feelings that are guiding us in the right direction. And if we can start to value those feelings as spiritual wealth, as cash monies, just as much as we value a dollar, right? Maybe not a dollar, maybe, you know, a couple dollars. If we can value our feelings as a wealth, you know, a wealth of wisdom and knowledge that we have within ourselves that create that secret superpower of inner knowing, right, that comes from our spirit, we will be moving in a guided way. And there's so much peacefulness when you know who you are and you know that you're being guided. The stress that inserts itself into our lives about not knowing the next step or wanting to make the right decision and all of these things, and the anxiety about the future and, oh, I hope that this works out. All of that kind of dissipates and goes away when you know that you are being guided and you know that you have this truth decoder within yourself, that all you need is to bring yourself to the occasion and tap in and feel how you feel, and you'll know what direction to go, you know? That's such a powerful thing. And then it allows you to have something that no one can take away from you, that spiritual inner knowing, that knowing thyself. When you know thyself, you shall know the universe and God, because God exists within you. All you got to do is tap in. Tap into what you feel when you're around the people that you love. Tap into what you feel when you're around the people that you shouldn't be around, that don't support your growth and don't support your truth, right? Feel how that feels like. And if you can get really good at discerning your feelings, you'll know exactly which way to go in your life. Get your feel on, y'all. Leave your expectations at the door and your mind.